short people. My name's Jeff Thompson. I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, Jeff.
Oh, housekeeping stuff. My sobriety date is January 8th, 1980. I have a sponsor. Oh, don't clap for me. That's all God. And anybody who thinks different, let's talk after the meeting. Yeah, January 8th, 1980, I have a sponsor. I sponsor other men. And I am grateful to be a member of Alcoholics Anonymous today. So I was going to tell you this really sedate story about how I used to drink and I'd get in trouble and all that crap. But then y'all fed me 2 bowls of ice cream. So that's not what you're going to get today. I have a quick question. Is there anybody in the audience with a year or less of sobriety? Thank you for being here. It takes a lot of spine to do that. And afterwards, all of these old timers should express their gratitude to you, because that's going to change distinctly the direction of my message. So, what does it mean to be an alcoholic? It means that I have a twofold disease. I have this brain that creates conflict and stress all around me until there's only one answer, and that answer is to drink. And then once I take that first drink, that switch that other people have that lets me have 2 or 3 and go home like a normal person and get up for work the next day, I don't have that. Something's got to separate me from alcohol. So why is that important? Because why are we sitting here on a 95-degree day? Seriously. I come to things like this, I love them because it's like old home week and I get to see people I only see once every couple years or even longer, and it's super fun for me. But what's our purpose? Our primary purpose is to help the still suffering alcoholic. That's what we're here for. Whatever that means. And if that means I have to sit around for 45 minutes and listen to other people who got time like me talk about their experience, I might hear something. I might learn something that would help me better connect with the new person. That's why I come to this stuff. But I do want to thank Kelly for asking me to speak. I'm sure she was warned. And did it anyway. In spite of very sage and smart advice. So on the title page of the book Alcoholics Anonymous, it says Alcoholics Anonymous, a story of how many thousands of men and women have recovered from alcoholism. Doesn't say anything about quitting drinking. Talks about recovering from alcoholism. And what's alcoholism? Alcoholism is that thing where I create stress and chaos in my life until I can't take it anymore and there's only one thing that's going to fix it. And then once I take that one thing, I can't shut it off. That's alcoholism. And we've heard other speakers today talk about the craziness. I call it the squirrel cage. If you want to quit drinking, no problem. I'll tie you to a pole in your basement. You won't be able to drink, but the squirrel cage doesn't stop. What makes the squirrel cage stop? That, my friends, was read in How It Works. Having had a spiritual awakening is the result of these steps. We tried to carry this message to alcoholics and to practice these principles in all our affairs. That makes the squirrel cage stop most of the time. I'd love to tell you that I walked into Alcoholics Anonymous and never picked up a drink and never had a crazy thought again, but y'all know I'd be lying. In fact, I didn't walk in and sober up. I came into Alcoholics Anonymous the summer of 1979, where I would drink on my way to meetings, and then I'd sit and listen to you people, and then drink on my way home, And I'd tell myself how much smarter I was than you. And all I had to do was sit in these meetings long enough to figure out what you couldn't do and tweak my drinking, and then I could get back at it. I didn't come in here to quit drinking. I came in here for the problems to go away. Imagine my shock when I turned out to be the problem. Imagine. I was shocked. And I'd love to tell you that my time in the Fellowship of Alcoholics Anonymous, which is distinctly different than the program of Alcoholics Anonymous, healed me in heavenly ways. But it didn't. Oh, I went to meetings. I went to meetings about every day. I went to meetings multiple times a day. I went to the pig roasts and the hot dog weenie roasts, and I went to the picnics, and I went to the sober bowling, and I did all that stuff. And even though God had removed my obsession for alcohol, anybody who carried that damn blue book around, oh, I'm not talking to you. Mm-mm. I like going to the How Was Your Week meetings and the candlelight hug the pretty girl meetings. All that kind of stuff. That was my thing. Yeah. I went to lots of those, and I got sicker in the rooms of Alcoholics Anonymous. In fact, I was able to achieve stone cold sober 6.5 years into Alcoholics Anonymous, what most of us achieve drinking, and that's utter self-loathing and hopelessness. And so there I am, going to meetings, I'm doing what you told me to do. Well, I was doing what I heard you tell me to do. Okay, we can be honest about that now. It's only been over 40 years. And I would go to these meetings and I would sit and I would listen to you intently, and then I would pair it back with slightly different verbiage so I could sound like I knew what I was talking about. Oh, I hoped I'd impressed you. And then I found out that you really didn't matter. And then, the big shocker, I didn't really matter. What mattered was my connection to a power greater than myself. But it took me a long time to get there. Thank you for being patient. Thank you for letting me know when I was inappropriate, which was often. And thank you for being willing to share the message of Alcoholics Anonymous with somebody who literally walked in like this. In 1979, I know this is going to be hard for you to imagine, I had hair down to here, and I'm wearing the bright colored tashikis and no shoes, and they're like, Jeff, you have to wear shoes in the club. And I'm like, there's no rules here. That was me. I did that. I'd go to St. John's Hospital for the Friday night meetings, and they're like, you have to wait. We know you went to treatment here. I got kicked out 22 into the 28-day program, but I still went back for meetings because I was just contrary, and I was angry, and I was frustrated, and I didn't understand or have any way of being able to express that and heal that in a way that was healthy. And so I just stayed unhealthy for the longest of time. Now, we call that a pain tolerance. And I remember there was a guy, and he said, yeah, it took me 3 years to figure this out. And I go, well, that makes me twice as dumb as you, because it took me 6. But it's true. And there's no shame in that. Here's a newsflash. I know a lot of you will be shocked by this. Alcoholics Anonymous is not the hotbed of mental health. Who knew? See, y'all will never give me ice cream before this again. But here's what I did find out. That I'm sick. That I don't see things correctly. I don't perceive things well. I struggle. And I need help. The day I started healing in Alcoholics Anonymous was the day that I quit asking, why am I an alcoholic? Why? Why can't I be like normal people? As if I could ever be a normal person. and started asking, what do I need to do? What do I need to do? And they said, oh, I'm so glad you asked, Jeff. It's about damn time. Thank you. Oh, he's cut me off. He's giving me the kill sign. Just kidding. And so, and this is my experience, I got taken through the 12 steps in a weekend. In one weekend, all 12 steps changed my life. I went to one of those Came to Believe retreats out in Amory, Wisconsin in 1985. Might have been 86, I can't remember. And it changed my life. No, not like a light switch change, but it started a series of processes where I began to allow. Well, first off, I quit playing God. That was a really novel concept for me. But then I began to allow myself to actually be honest with me and with you. Because I didn't understand how that worked. That didn't make sense to me either. I needed to sell you the shiny Jeff. Like I had my stuff together, when anybody watching from 1,000 yards could go, that dude's messed up. But my perception was, I'm trying to control and manipulate your perception of me so I can sit in meetings of Alcoholics Anonymous and be one of the cool kids. Well, we all know how that worked out. And the healing that happened came from the most unlikely of places, over and over and over again. Today, I'm so grateful that I have the opportunity to share the message and the program of Alcoholics Anonymous with new people. To be able to sit down and connect with them. And once in a while, I run into somebody who genuinely says, I don't believe there's a God. And I go, well, that's totally cool. I don't care. But let me tell you how I know there is a God. And that's the fact that Jeff Thompson, the selfish, self-centered, dishonest piece of crap, snot-nosed, entitled punk who showed up in 1979, is the same guy. And yet, I still care about you. I care about each and every one of you. Many of you, I know your names. Some of you, I don't. Some of you, I just see around every once in a while. Some of you, I've never seen before. It doesn't matter. We have this, as it says on page 17, we have this common solution upon which we can absolutely agree. That's all I need. So it doesn't matter if I come here where I know people, or I'm in San Jose, or I'm in Salem, Massachusetts, or I'm somewhere down in Alabama. I can walk into a meeting anywhere and we have that common solution. And upon that, we can absolutely agree. So I greatly appreciate your time, and I pray you have a blessed day.
Thanks, Jeff.